You're listening to SBS News.
The world isn't just fighting a viral pandemic, it's also an infodemic amid a flood of fake news about the virus. Just today, the Australian Federal Police announced an investigation into allegations of a hoax targeting the government's new coronavirus safety app. A text message claims to detect when a user has moved from their nominated location. Health Minister Greg Hunt has issued a stern warning that anyone found to be a part of the hoax would be punished.
This isn't a game. This is about life and death. This is about saving lives and protecting lives. And so, whoever it is, they should be afraid of the law because they are conducting a hoax which is about a very serious public health matter.
It's just the latest alleged attempt at misinformation amid the coronavirus pandemic. From conspiracy theories about how COVID-19 began and its spread being facilitated by 5G networks to fake photos of dolphins swimming in the canals of Venice. Not to mention this from US President Donald Trump earlier this month.
And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning?
That comment sent the White House and U.S. health officials scrambling to clear up any misconceptions about injecting disinfectant. In the days since, manufacturers of disinfectant rushed to tell Americans not to drink or inject their products. Associate Professor Adam Dunn leads biomedical informatics and digital health at the University of Sydney. He says there's never been a harder time to know who to trust and who's an expert.
To be honest, I've never seen anything like it in terms of the amount of misinformation that's being spreading around. And also, I haven't seen anything that has had this much of a detrimental effect on people's health and their lives as we've seen with this pandemic. It's an order of magnitude bigger than all of the other examples of misinformation that I've seen before.
Mr. Dunn says the fake news phenomenon is more complex than simply being top-down or bottom-up in nature. He says at its heart is the viral rapidity with which information can spread online today.
Examples like the studies that originally came out as a preprint and were withdrawn that suggested that the virus was engineered in a lab in Wuhan. The weak studies that were originally published showing that hydroxychloroquine might be an effective drug, those sorts of things come from small places and from the bottom, but then get quickly amplified once they reach sort of influential people that might exist at the sort of more senior levels. And of course, if it comes from people like the leaders of a country, then that can cause additional problems.
Dr. Harry Nespolon is the president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. He says public influencers with vast social media followings can best serve the fight against the pandemic by acknowledging they're not epidemiology experts and by simply remaining silent on the topic.
Look, trust is a really important part of what we're talking about today. And so if you've got a celebrity that you've watched daily for potentially years, you believe that they will tell you the truth. The reality is that a lot of the celebrities are not experts in healthcare. They are promoting what, in my view, are very dangerous ideas. As I said in the beginning, some of these could actually end up with people dying because they've followed that advice.
Mr. Dunn says public susceptibility to fake news also plays a role, but this can be addressed by proper crisis communication at the governmental level.
And I actually think that the poor quality of crisis communications that we've had in Australia has likely created this increasing level of anxiety and panic in the population that would absolutely make them more susceptible to believing the kinds of misinformation that are spreading around as well.
Mr. Dunn says the method known as pre-bunking used by Facebook has shown some positive results. Pre-bunking involves alerting people to fake news and misinformation whilst they're looking at it and considering sharing it.
There's some reasonable evidence that could work, and I think it's probably an appropriate approach. The risk, of course, is backlash, and the potential for these things to be inaccurate or to flag things inappropriately or to give us a false sense of security.
And you can keep up to date with the latest on the coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Darren Marra, SBS News.